Charlie Kirk, Trump Breaks Globalist Bush Obama Uniparty Consensus. By Robert Krajicek on July 24, 2019. President Donald Trump's advocacy for the nation-state and restoration of sovereignty breaks from a globalist consensus held by both former Presidents George Bush and Barack Obama, assessed Charlie Kirk, founder and president of Turning Point USA. In a Tuesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, Trump's policies and positions are unjustifiably derided by detractors as lacking substance, said Kirk. I feel a little bit of responsibility, if you will, to explain to students especially, but to the broader audience in America, the timeless philosophical principles behind this presidency, Kirk began. One of the cheap shots thrown at this president is that somehow there's no depth and no substance to his ideas, which is not a correct position. It's just a horrible thing to say. Listen. Trump's politics are grounded in restoration of national sovereignty against the momentum of globalization and its commensurate international concentration of political power, argued Kirk. What he's arguing for is revitalization of the nation-state and restoration of sovereignty, and the protection of middle-class Americans that have been disenfranchised by the Kingdom of Washington, D.C., Kirk remarked. Kirk added, these are arguments that go back thousands of years, to Plato versus Aristotle, or Rousseau versus Locke. And Donald Trump stands in front of history to actually change the course of America back towards the protection of sovereignty. Kirk concluded, you can make the argument that both parties have been more similar than not over the last 20 years. That Obama and Bush have a lot more in common than Trump and Bush. That may be an uncomfortable thing for some people that have been voting Republican for 20 years to hear. But I think there is growing agreement and consensus on that front. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.